Good morning to everyone. In the New Testament of the Bible, the word grace is used multiple times. In the King James Version, the word grace is used 122 times in the New Testament, in 23 out of the 27 books of the New Testament. There are several famous verses in the New Testament which talks about grace. In Ephesians chapter 2, there is the famous scripture that reads, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." In Acts 15:11, Peter declared, "It is through the grace of our Lord Jesus that we are saved." In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 17, it says, "Grace came through Jesus Christ." Yes, grace is definitely a Christian term. We often say that we are sinners saved by grace. One of our most famous of all Christian hymns is "Amazing Grace." But what exactly is grace? What is grace? I looked up the word grace in the Encyclopedia Britannica and got the following definition, quote, "Grace in Christian theology, the spontaneous, unmerited gift of the divine favor in the salvation of sinners and the divine influence operated in individuals for their regeneration and sanctification." Now, while this definition is technically correct, it is certainly very long-winded and wordy. I would like to offer another definition of grace in the form of an acronym. Using acronyms can make things easier to remember. Here's an acronym for grace, G-R-A-C-E. Here it is: God's redemption at Christ's expense. God's redemption at Christ's expense. Brethren, those of us who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior and repented of our sins have been given the unmerited gift of grace. We have been redeemed from the eternal penalties of sin. But grace came at a great cost. The death of Jesus Christ as the ultimate sacrifice for the sins of the world is a great cost. Friends, we should never take the grace that we have for granted. It's been said that grace is free, but it ain't cheap. Brethren, God offers us grace freely, and it is my prayer that we never forget the immense cost that was involved. Amen.